previously on Heroes.
So is that the quarterback?
Who?
The boy that you like right over there?
Scott! There's nothing you can do about it.
I can do this.
Claire crashes Brody's car.
I was at a bar. I had a beer.
Everything we say, everything you see, by tomorrow it won't matter. Go deep and clean them out.
So here we are, not knowing how we feel about each other. This entire city's gonna go. I can save you, Simone.
You think you can save us all by shooting up?
I can save everybody.
Goodbye, Isaac.
Did you call the comic book writer?
I left messages in Japanese. We're not here to gamble.
Full house! I win again!
I had three aces at that poker table. Next thing I know, you two had them.
It's your job to be nervous. It's my job to get elected.
There's a man arriving this afternoon from New York.
In order to do that, I need money. Linderman's 2 million. We can turn 8 points into three and make it a horse race.
A politician who wants some help from Mr. Linderman.
I'm not a whore.
Just take the one.
Chapter 5, Heroes. New York City. Time is standing still.
When a change comes, some species feel the urge to migrate. They call it Sukkenruhe, a pull of the soul to a far-off place, following a scent in the wind, a star in the sky. The ancient message comes, calling the kindred to take flight and gather together. Only then can they hope to survive the cruel season to come.
Peter Petrelli.
What? Are you doing this?
You look different without the scar.
I don't know you.
Not yet. My name is Hiro Nakamura. I'm from the future, and I have a message for you. I don't have much time. I'm risking a rift just by coming here. The girl, you have to save her.
What girl?
The cheerleader. It's the only way to prevent it.
Prevent what?
Everything. Listen to me. She must live. The painter, Isaac, go to him. He will know. When I call you, you must tell me where we meet. You told me many times how lost you felt before it all started. This is what you've been waiting for. Be the one we need.
Peter nods.
Wait!
Save the cheerleader, save the world!
Wait, Hiro, I don't understand!
Time in the train resumes.
Hiro, where are you? I don't understand!
Peter, are you alright? The cheerleader.
Odessa, Texas.
She's got an airway. She's breathing. She's got circulation.
I'm fine, I just want to go home.
Looked like she was driving. There was a lot of blood in her mouth.
I don't see anything. Mother here?
Claire? Oh,
Mom.
My God, is she okay?
Your daughter's gonna
Does
be
it
fine.
Hurt? They said you're gonna be okay. Are
no,
you sure you're
fine.
Okay?
I just wanna go home.
Soon, sweetie. The doctors just wanna run some tests first. I'll call your father and I'll tell him to come.
Crazy.
Claire glances at the bloodied Brody. Las Vegas, Nevada.
You have any idea who I am?
Better than even you do.
All right, look, I'll pay you. Okay? You name it.
We don't want anything. We just need to know a couple of things. That's all.
Oh!
Barefoot and wearing just blue pajama trousers, Nathan fights his way free and runs. Mr. Bennett and his assistant, the Haitian, run after him. Nathan tries to climb a wire fence.
That was entirely unnecessary.
You might as well go ahead and shoot now. I'll find you. I will kill you.
Unlikely, Mr. Petrelli.
I've seen your faces.
That, I'm afraid, won't be a problem. Put him down.
Nathan eyes the two men cautiously, then braces himself and jumps. He shoots high into the sky like a rocket, then streaks overhead as fast as a jet plane, leaving a long vapor trail behind him. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Matt's wired to monitors. Hiro and Dando are out cold. Nathan flies and Zach paints while Claire lies in her hospital bed. Las Vegas, Nevada. Nikki's asleep in Nathan's bed. His campaign manager wakes her.
Where is he? What'd you do with Mr. Petrelli?
Who?
The guy you slept with. Where is he?
I don't know. I don't know how I got here. I have to call my son.
Don't even think about it. Get your rest. You're coming with us.
Leave the lady alone. If you have a problem, it's with me.
You have a congressional candidate missing from your hotel.
My team's working on it now. If you'd like to review the security tapes with us, you can come with me.
Fine. Let's go.
Admirable work, Miss Sanders. Feel free to go home secure in your solvency.
What did you do to me?
As I saw it, a lot of things were done to you. However, none of them by me.
I left. I didn't go through with it.
Mr. Lindemann reviewed the tape, and needless to say, was quite pleased with your performance.
Ms. Sakamoto plays a recording that shows Nikki and Nathan having sex.
Either that's you, or you still owe Mr. Lindemann $50,000. Go home to your son, Miss Sanders. And tell him that his mommy doesn't have to worry about people asking for their money anymore.
Peter to Mohinder on the subway train.
He was right there!
But then he teleported away.
He stopped time somehow. He talked to me. He knew who I was. He says that we all meet up. Somehow. Sometime in the future, I guess. It seems crazy, but I know what I saw. He says something bad is gonna happen, but we can stop it. But first, we have to... save a cheerleader.
A cheerleader?
It seems impossible. I know.
Impossible? It sounds mad.
Please, just... He said I have to go back to see Isaac, the painter. Okay, that he's gonna know what we have to do, so let's just go back to his loft. Right, if the answer isn't there... I promise that I will drive you to the airport myself. You can go back to India, and you never have to hear from me again.
Will you fly me there yourself? There are no answers. Go home, Peter.
Mohinder wanders away from him. Peter leans on the rear door of the train carriage, gazing out of the window into the dark tunnel. Janice is on the phone.
Someone there has to be able to do something to find him. No, he went out on assignment and he hasn't checked in since. Look, will you just have Detective McHenry call me?
She sees Matt sit up on the sofa.
Never mind. He's home.
She hurls the cordless phone at him.
Hey.
Where the hell have you been? Do you know how worried I was?
I must have drank too much and passed out on the couch. Do we have any aspirin?
You have been gone for a day.
What? It's impossible.
No, it isn't. Trust me, I've been awake for every hour of it. I called the precinct a dozen times, and they said you were working with the FBI.
He wipes his mouth with a cloth.
Yeah. That just started. I was going to tell you about that, but,
But what? Where were you?
I was, I don't know.
You don't know. Do you have any idea what I've just been through? I kept picturing you in a ditch somewhere. And then every time the phone would ring, I'd think it was somebody calling to tell me that...
I didn't know you cared that much.
I'm your wife.
I always care.
I mean... It's good that you do, but you've barely spoken to me lately. Except in our therapy sessions, Jan. It's...
What if something happened to you?
You worried about me? That's a good thing.
Outskirts of Las Vegas, Nevada. A brown van pulls up on a desert road. Its side door slides open, then Hiro and Ando are thrown out into the dirt, followed by their suitcases. The van drives away in a cloud of dust. Hiro.
That hurt more than I thought it would.
You bastards! You don't know who you're messing with!
I don't think they can hear you.
Well, it makes me feel better.
They pick up their cases.
Wow. Good. I'm starving.
Shut up. I'm not talking to you.
They walk towards a diner, then go inside.
Do you think they have waffles?
I said I'm not talking to you. I can't believe I got beat up because of you. I've never gotten beat up before.
I got punched too.
Once. They kept kicking me. My jaw is clicking. Did it used to click?
Let's just eat and get the car back, okay?
This is all your fault, Hiro. All you had to do was stop time and we would still have our money.
My fault? We got beat up because you made us cheat at gambling. Using my powers for personal gain, that's the dark side.
Not being broke is the dark side.
Oh, waffles!
I don't know why I'm on this stupid trip.
I've told you now 100 times to save the world.
Save the world? Save the world? Don't you ever think of anything else?
All you've done since you came to America is complain. If you're so miserable here, go back to Japan.
I'm not miserable here. I'm miserable with you.
Then go. Go gamble and meet girls. Hang out with your internet stripper without me, if that's what you want.
Fine. Maybe I will.
Okay, then go.
Okay.
I'm not going to follow you.
Good.
You don't even know anyone in Las Vegas. You don't know anyone in this country.
Yes, I do.
I'll probably save the world faster now.
Alone at the table, Hiro takes off his tie and undoes his top shirt button. He looks out of the window in amazement and sees Nathan appear out of the sky and land in the dust on his feet. Nathan holds his foot in pain. Hiro looks around, but no one else seems to have noticed. He smiles eagerly out of the window, looking thrilled. Nathan comes in, still just in his pajama trousers and barefoot. He gets curious looks.
All right, I get it. Guy in his pajamas. Haha. Now we can all stare and have a good laugh, or one of you can lend me your cell phone.
Hiro beams. With a smile, Nathan wanders over to the diner's counter. The girl serving frowns slightly.
Can I help you?
I'll take one of those t-shirts. And a cup of coffee while you're at it.
Matt.
Okay, so 2 porterhouse steaks, both medium rare, and, what sides do you have? You know, one of everything's great. Cool, thank you. Bye.
Having hung up, he notices Janice's sorrowful face and goes to her quickly.
Why don't you work?
You've been sleeping next to me all this time, and I miss you. And I know you think I'm lazy. And that I don't know how to listen. And that all I do is...
She smiles tearfully.
Nope. Well, you know what? That's okay. Maybe you're right. Maybe I just need to try harder.
I think we both do.
Good. Because we're calling in sick today.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I got it all planned out. Just go get dressed.
I'm dressed.
No, something nicer. Come on.
In the diner, Hiro is staring in awe at Nathan with a fixed smile. He gets up and hurries over to him. Nathan looks up at Hiro.
Can I help? Hiro. Hiro Nakamura. Oh. Nathan Petrelli.
Petrelli. Nesan. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Fly, man. Oh, you fly. I see you.
Shh. Thank you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's okay. I keep secret. I bend time and space. Teleport into future. We are both special.
Nathan raises his eyebrows and looks away.
Alrighty then.
Oh, I go to New York. I see future. Big bomb goes there. Bad for many people. Tukam!
I can see where that might be a problem.
Oh, don't worry. I stop it.
I'm a hero. Lucky us.
Nathan looks around at a car that's just arrived.
Gotta go.
Hero's face falls a little as Nathan heads for the door.
In this future that you see, you don't happen to know whether or not I have won the election, do you?
Yes. Petruvedi. Yes.
Oh, hi, hi, hi. Yes, I know you. Nathan Petruvedi. Election. You win. Very big win. Mato Slido.
How do you get back to Vegas?
Oh, give me Lido, please. Lido. Poo-poo.
Sure. Well, what the hell? Did you say your name was?
Hiro Nakamura.
Where are you from?
Tokyo, Japan.
Uh-huh. Never been there.
Claire is lying in her hospital bed, completely unscathed, as her father arrives.
Your mother told me you lost control of the car.
That's what I told her happened.
Mr. Bennett glances at his wife with medical staff outside. He closes the door to the room, draws up a stool to the bed, and sits on it.
Is there something you want to tell me?
Claire looks anxious.
I ran the car into the wall on purpose.
You could have killed yourself.
I wasn't thinking about me.
Well, what were you thinking about? Claire, you've got to start trusting me.
Her eyes start filling with tears.
I lied to you.
About what?
I lied to you when I said that. I lied to you when I said nothing happened at the bonfire.
What happened to you?
She looks anguished, and Mr. Bennett stares at her intensely.
He tried to force me.
The quarterback?
He threw me down. I hit my head and I woke up somewhere else. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I lied to you. I didn't know what else to do. I can't prove anything. He's gonna get away with it again. I'm not the only one. Please, you can't say anything.
No one's gonna know. No one's gonna know a thing.
Lower Manhattan.
Hello? Isaac?
Peter enters Isaac's dark apartment.
You doing okay?
Go away, man.
Isaac, I need your help.
You need help? Ask Simone. You already took her. What else do you want from me?
You painted me. Picture of me flying. Okay, it happened. It was real. I flew.
Congratulations.
I'm telling you that I believe you. That you can paint the future.
Isaac points at him warningly.
So whatever's happening to you, it's happening to me too. And I don't know why, but I'm supposed to see you. You're supposed to have the answer.
Is that what I sound like? No wonder she left me. I don't have any answers.
You're supposed to know where I have to go.
See for yourself.
Peter wanders through the apartment, looking at large stylized paintings that include Hiro and Ando and Claire. Isaac watches Peter closely. Peter finds a large painting of the eclipse. While Isaac watches him, he moves the painting aside to reveal one of Claire in the amphitheater under a large looming shadow. He stares at the cartoonish painting.
It's her. The cheerleader.
A chauffeur goes to open the passenger door of a car.
Okay. Left. Dozo, cucile. Cucile.
Bot Petrelli!
Early and often.
They shake hands.
Up, up, and away.
Absolutely.
Hiro grabs his bag, then goes into an underground car park, opens the boot of a car, and puts his bag in. He sits in the driver's seat.
Move! Get out of the way!
He turns on the indicators. He switches on the windscreen wipers.
Maybe there are instructions.
He finds a slip of paper.
It's all English.
Tell Sakamoto I'm back and we need to talk.
Yes, sir.
Nathan spots Nikki.
Didn't think I'd see you again. That's right, I'm good. What the hell did you do to me?
I can ask you the same thing. All I know is that I woke up in your room somehow and you were gone.
All you know? We had a great dinner, then you leave. You come back and attack me. I have one of the best nights of my entire life. The next thing you know, somebody's trying to throw me into a van.
I don't know what happened last night. I swear. All I know is that when I met you, I was trying to be someone I'm not. And that's not who I want to be.
Who do you want to be?
Someone good. A good mother. Not the person that I see in the mirror.
Look, I don't know how much last night was an act and how much was you. The girl I met. That's the kind of girl you spend your entire life waiting to meet. Somebody strong, somebody beautiful, somebody good.
I didn't know they were going to do anything to you. They blackmailed me, just like they're going to blackmail you.
Nathan looks deeply troubled.
They saved us.
Nikki's close to tears.
I'm so sorry, Nathan.
He puts on his shades and walks off. Matt's pouring wine at a candlelit table.
Wow.
Janice approaches him.
Is it Christmas?
Oh, come here.
What is all this?
This is the Syrah from that great place in the Sonoma Valley. Remember we went there a million years ago and you've been thinking about going back?
How do you know that?
And porterhouse steaks from Mickey's that you craved. And, and I'm going to pretend that I cooked for you tonight. Oh, and
He turns on the stereo.
Wait, I've had that song in my head for days.
Oh, I know.
She looks at him with a puzzled expression.
I don't know what to say.
How about, pass this out?
They sit at the table, and she passes him the salad bowl.
So, who is she?
Oh, that's nice. What, a guy can't pretend to cook dinner for his wife without being accused of cheating on her?
Al, you were missing for a day, and now this?
Okay, sorry. I thought this was what you wanted.
Everything I could think of, you thought of first. It's our best date. It's our only date we've had in a long time.
Okay, you know what? Let's call this the first of many to come.
Why, do you have something planned for tonight?
Well, I do now.
Good.
She straddles his lap and they kiss passionately. Brody's lying in his hospital bed, wearing a neck brace and a bandage around his head. His eyes are closed. Mr. Bennett comes in and closes the door behind him. He approaches, pulls across the curtain, and sits on the bed. Brody wakes up.
Hello, Brody. I'm Claire's father.
I know who you are.
You're the guy I'm gonna sue.
I'm very sorry about the accident.
It wasn't an accident.
What makes you say that?
Because she crashed my car on purpose. She's a freak. She's not human.
I put more stock in her humanity than I would in yours. You tried to rape my daughter.
I didn't touch her.
Well, it's her word against yours, and from my perspective, she's the more reliable witness.
You don't know your daughter.
I know her better than even she does.
I don't have to listen to this.
He reaches for the call button, but Mr. Bennett grabs his arm, then clamps a hand over his mouth.
Claire is a very special girl. It's confusing what's happening to her, and she doesn't need some punk making her life any more difficult. Do you understand me? I should kill you. But instead, I'm going to do you a favor. You already threw away this life. I'm going to give you a second chance. I'm going to let you forget all the terrible things you've done. And maybe this time when you wake up in your new life, you'll make something decent of it.
Mr. Bennett pulls back the curtain, revealing his assistant, the Haitian, standing there.
Hollow him out. Take everything.
The Haitian approaches the bed, a thin smile on his face, and pulls the curtain right the way round. In Isaac's apartment, Peter hangs up a painting of Claire next to the painting of Hiro and Dando. Beneath them, he props up the painting of Claire in the amphitheatre.
This is amazing. Look, it's telling a story like a comic. This girl, she's running and...
A picture of himself being attacked by flying lockers.
Is that me?
Why would I paint you?
And these two guys... I think we're all trying to help her. Cheerleader. Who is she?
I don't know.
Have you painted these?
I was high, dog.
So what happens next? I mean, where is she?
I was high. I could have been clean. I tore myself apart. I lost Simone to try and find an answer. How to stop it. All I got was this garbage. Some cheerleader. Nothing. Ruined my life for nothing.
It's not nothing. Look, don't you get it? Everything is connected. We are all connected. If this thing that you painted, this bomb is true, we're all dead. These are the key to saving us. Something's gonna happen to this girl. We need to know what. You have to finish this. You have to finish the painting.
Even if I wanted to, I can't. I'm out of drugs. I'm out of money to buy drugs.
Can you just finish it without shooting up?
If you got some cash on you, man, that's another story. We can call out a commission.
Peter looks at a painting of a shadowy figure on a white canvas. He stares at it intently. Swathes of indistinct color and shape spread over the white of the canvas. Peter looks at the canvas with an incredulous expression.
I saw it.
What?
I saw something in the canvas. Picture. This painting? I can finish it.
You can paint?
No. No, I can't, but... I drew the future after I saw you the other day. It was only stick figures, but... It came true.
Holding a paintbrush and pot, Peter closes his eyes. When he opens them, they've turned a milky white. He approaches the canvas and starts dabbing on paint. At the hospital, Brody's lying in his bed when Claire comes into the room. She approaches the bed, and he watches her.
Hi, Brody. I know you probably don't want to see me right now or hear what I have to say. But I have to say it. What you did to me, what you tried to do, was wrong. But what I did to you was wrong too, and I'm sorry. I think that everyone deserves a do-over at least once in their lives.
I don't know you. Who are you?
Brody, it's me, Claire.
Why do you keep calling me Brody?
She looks at him uneasily. Nikki comes into her house and takes off her shoes.
Micah!
She sees two suited men and a police officer standing in the living room.
Where's my son? Micah!
She finds Micah and Tina in the kitchen, along with another two suited men and police officer.
What happened? You showed up a few hours ago. They're looking for DL. I told them you haven't seen him in months.
Miss Sanders?
Huh?
Is this your husband, miss?
Yeah. What's going on with DL?
Has he tried to contact you at all in the past few days?
My dad didn't do anything.
Micah, I need you to wait with Tina for another minute, okay?
Ma'am, your husband was spotted at a convenience store not far from here about an hour ago.
He's here.
No sign of him yet. But we got cars hidden around the block in case he tries to make contact.
Dale's been on the run for 6 months. Why haven't you caught him?
We had him in custody 2 days ago. He pulled a Houdini, slipped out of his cuffs.
D.L. Hawkins is a killer. He has been following me, doing things.
What sort of things?
Look, if he's here and he wants something, then I won't be able to stop him. You need to protect us.
I've got someone coming. He's headed for the house.
Get these people safe.
He's headed for the back door. Repeat, cover the back door.
Nikki, Micah, and Tina run into the living room while the police watch the kitchen door. A shadow darkens the frosted glass.
Dad.
Freeze! Hands up! Hands up!
Ando steps inside and raises his hands, looking bewildered.
Nikki?
Nikki looks stunned. Ando gives her a small wave.
Your men are worried about you, Mr. Petrelli. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Well, I can't say I'm pleased with the security situation.
You have the hotel's sincerest apologies. Consider your stay on us. If there's anything else you need, just ask.
Actually, I was wondering how that tape turned out.
Consider it a favor you'll repay one day.
A what?
For a man whose campaign is founded on sound family values, this could be really embarrassing for you, especially considering your wife.
On the other hand, that tape really isn't worth much unless I win, is it? Why don't you just give me my $4 million and I'll fly back to New York, put it to good use.
Our agreement was $2 million. It's rather generous.
Yeah, I thought so too. And then I thought, gee, it must be pretty important for Linderman to see me in office if he's willing to go to this much trouble to keep me in line. $2 million makes me a candidate in your pocket. $4 million makes me a congressman.
Matt and Janice are lying naked on the sofa, sweaty and panting.
I love you. It's like you're in my head. Just sleep for a week.
Coffee, ice cream. Got it. Coffee, ice cream coming up.
He heads off, leaving Janice with a blissfully exhausted expression. At the supermarket, Matt opens a refrigerator and takes out a tub of ice cream while munching on a biscuit. He notices a woman standing behind him.
I skipped lunch.
He takes out another tub, then closes the fridge. He wanders through the supermarket, picking up the thoughts of other customers.
Is that the same thing?
He goes up to the counter.
Get aspirin.
The assistant points some out, and Matt picks up a bottle.
Security cameras.
makes a move, I'll blow his head off.
I need cookies. I'm gonna have to work out.
Matt looks around.
Clean everything out the register. Probably get a couple hundred in cash, too.
He notices a shady-looking youth in a denim jacket staring intently at the till, his hand fishing in his pocket. Matt saunters past him, stops, then turns back and approaches him from behind.
Hey. Look, I know why you're here. And I just want to say, don't do this.
What the hell do you know?
Nothing. But I'm a cop. But I am not armed. Okay, I just came in here to get some ice cream for my wife, but I know what you're thinking about doing. And I know that you could pull out the gun that you got in there, and you could shoot me. But then you would be throwing your life away. And for what? A couple of 20s in the register, huh? Look, I know you're hurting. But Marie is waiting for you. At home, right? And Vincent's getting out in a month. All you have to do is just take your hand out of your jacket pocket and put the gun down and get out of here.
The young man whips his hands out of his pockets and presses them against his temples. He's holding a handgun. He slams the gun onto a shelf, then runs out. Matt picks up the gun.
Oh my God, he's got a gun? He's got a gun!
No.
Don't shoot.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm a cop.
Doesn't look like a witness to me.
I can't believe this is happening. It's okay, I'm a cop.
What's wrong?
Probably crazy. Get out of here. Crazy. Don't shoot me.
It's okay, I'm a cop.
I just want to get out of here.
Someone
called
the police.
Matt looks dazed.
Okay.
He collapses.
You're Hugger Z, the guy from Japan. He's one of my customers. I run a website. How did you find me?
Who is database? You need unlist, maybe.
You shouldn't have come. I live here. My kid is in the other room. What did you think was gonna happen?
I'm sorry. We chat so much online. I thought you maybe helped me.
Ando sitting on a chair, his hands cuffed behind his back. Nikki looks at him sympathetically.
You got the wrong girl. That person that you see on the internet, that's not me. You get the difference, right? Do you understand?
You want us to take him in for trespassing?
Just let him go home.
Two officers lift him to his feet and take off the cuffs.
It was nice to meet you.
Okay.
He gives her a small bow.
We'll leave a squad car outside in case your husband decides to show Miss Anderson.
Thank you.
The officers head out, leaving her alone. She goes into Micah's room where he's sitting at his desk and kisses him on the top of the head. He glances up at her, then she wanders into the dimly lit hallway. A shadow flits past her.
Hello?
She looks back towards Micah, then continues down the hallway. She goes into the kitchen, but there's no one there. She rubs her face tiredly and sighs, then heads back into the hallway towards Micah's room. Hiding around the kitchen corner, DL lurks in the shadows. Hiro's in a car park, sitting on the back of his car and staring into space with a despondent expression. He idly tosses the keys in his hand. Ando comes in carrying his suitcase, his jacket slung over his shoulder. They look at each other, then Hiro looks away. Ando puts down his suitcase and folds his jacket over his arm. He glances about nervously while Hiro refuses to look at him.
I guess we call the artist again.
Hiro looks at him, a small smile on his face. In Isaac's apartment, fresh red paint drips off the edge of a canvas onto the floor. it's a picture of the dead cheerleader. Peter and Isaac are crouching in front of the image, staring at it. Peter rises to his feet, then Isaac stands up next to him.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
The cheerleader's lying in front of the shadowy figure.
We have to save her. Ignore it. It's a wrong number. Some Japanese guy keeps calling, leaving messages.
Looking stunned, Peter answers the phone.
Hello? Mr. Isaac?
Isaac Mendez?
Who is this?
My name is Hiro Nakamura.
My name is Peter Petrelli. I have a message for you.
Hiro and Ando look at each other curiously.